So today I want to talk about why it is that when we reach our weight goal, we tend to regain the weight. Hello everyone, welcome to Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet. I'm Violet. I'm a psychologist and I do these videos because I want everyone to understand that how we feel and our mental and physical health are all connected. Today we're talking about weight gain, weight loss, because again, physical health affects our mental health. The first thing I want to point out is that when you reach your weight goal, most people have no more motivation to stay on a diet, especially if the diet that they were on was restrictive. So if it was restrictive in the sense that I didn't like what I was eating, or if it was restrictive in the sense that I wasn't able to eat as much as I wanted to eat, either of those two situations is going to result in you quitting your diet. I'm going to start with the second one that I said first. If I was eating less than I was eating before, but maybe the same foods, just less, then what will happen is that during the period of time that my body was losing, so while I was eating less food, my body was also adjusting. Now, doctors have figured out that it takes about 6 months for our bodies to adjust to major changes that we make. So what that means is in the first 6 months that I'm working really hard to lose weight, I might be doing, let's say, 500 less calories per day. So instead of eating a 2,000 calorie diet, maybe I'm eating a 1,500 calorie diet. So my body, over the course of 6 months, will get used to ingesting 1,500 calories. What happens when your body gets used to what you're doing? Well, if any of you guys have ever exercised, you know that if you're bench pressing, you know, 50 pounds, and you just keep bench pressing 50 pounds, at some point there's a max at which you can achieve any more gains, right? So at first you'll get stronger, and then you'll plateau and you'll just stay there. And so what happens when our body gets used to what we're doing is that at the beginning of eating 500 less calories per day, I'm losing. But then when my body adjusts, I stop losing. So all of a sudden, it looks like the diet is no longer working. So now let's be clear on something. If I'm eating 500 less calories a day and then I'm not losing, what's the chances that I'm going to continue on with this diet? Most people won't do that. If I'm staying where I am, then doing this diet isn't working, and so it's not useful to me. In this particular case, I might not even have reached my goal yet, and I won't continue with this diet because it's not working anymore, or at least from where I'm sitting, it's not working. And the only way to jumpstart this diet to make it work again, exactly, I'd have to lower my calorie intake again. If it was difficult for me to lower my calorie intake the first time, probably it's gonna be even more difficult for me to lower my calorie intake now. I do have another option though. I could bump up my expenditure. But here's the thing. Most people who do a restriction also are already exercising. So I might not have a lot of room there, but if I wasn't exercising, that's another option. So now, 6 months into my diet, I realize I'm on a stall. I start exercising. Well, 6 months after that, now my body's going to be used to exercising at that level and using that much calories. Now, here's the more important thing. And this is where a lot of the times adding exercise at that point wouldn't have been possible. If my body got used to the amount of calories, so that 1,500 calories that I was eating, guess what? It did that by lowering the amount of energy that I was using. So my motivation to exercise might just not be there. There's a good chance I won't have the energy to exercise at that point. But it might be in my mind and I might push myself to do it. So that's an option. So now I've lowered my calorie intake and then I've added exercise. Now we're a year later. If I'm not at my goal weight, guess what? I've restabilized again. The problem with calorie restriction and the reason that a lot of people end up regaining the weight is that this process can only go far down so far. If I reduce my calories again, at some point I won't be able to function because I won't be having enough energy in me to push my body. So one of the reasons that the reduction in calories leads to me being super hungry is because at some point, if I'm gonna push myself, you see what's happening there? Then of course my body's looking for the energy to push myself, but I'm not adding any energy. The other thing that I said is that our motivation wouldn't be there. My motivation to eat what I eat is not only about fueling myself. And I think that if we're trying to be really honest, we would recognize that a lot of times we eat things because they taste good and they're fun to eat. I really do not endorse entertaining yourself with food. I just want to say that out loud. As a psychologist, I think that's a bad idea because food is for fuel and entertainment should be about friends and family. Entertainment should be about activities I love. Entertainment should be about hobbies. Entertainment should be about learning. It shouldn't be about food. However, I'm well aware that a lot of people enjoy eating. So if that's the case, the other reason that once we lose the weight, our motivation to continue to lose becomes less is because when I lose the weight, all of a sudden I'm in the position of wanting to eat fun things again because I'm feeling good, I'm looking good. And really a lot of us just want to be like everybody else. Again, not something that I endorse, but something that I understand. If I'm not enjoying the foods I'm eating to get to this goal weight, I won't continue eating these foods. So then as soon as I start eating foods that were problematic for me, as soon as I start eating foods that are calorie dense, and nutrient poor, as soon as I start doing that to myself, the possibility that my weight rises again is very, very likely. It's important for you to get to your goal weight liking what you're eating. It's important for you to get to your goal weight with the desserts and snacks that you can maintain forever because that's what's going to keep you where you want to be. Now, I often talk about low carb because I do believe that if you want to lose weight and you want to be healthy and you want this to be a long-term process of being healthy, low carb is the way to go. The reason that I say that is very simple. Fun food tends to be high carb. High carb leads to increased insulin. Insulin is the hormone that causes us to store fat. That's just the truth. If you would like to be able to eat what you want to eat and feel the way you want to feel and look the way you want to look, of those three things, the one that you have the most control over is eating what you want to eat. And so finding the foods that are low in carb but delicious to you is going to be the simplest thing that you can do to make sure that you're able to keep eating a healthy diet well into your future. Low carb means your insulin is not constantly going up, which means you're not constantly storing. When we reintroduce carbohydrates, so if I'm able to do a low carb, let's talk about why low carb does not equal I'm hungry, or why low carb does not equal my metabolic rate lowering to match what I'm eating. When you eat low carb, what you're actually doing is reducing the amount of carbohydrates. So any kind of sugar, starch, grain, you're taking the carbohydrate laden foods out of your diet, but that means you're also taking the energy source out of your diet. Inevitably, you have to replace it with fat because there's only two energy sources, carbohydrates and fats. Protein is a building block, although our body can pull energy from it because our body is just that smart and that efficient. But it will go for the energy source before it breaks down protein, so breaks down important tissue. It will take the energy source first because it's that smart. So going for more fats in your diet will mean that when I switch from carbohydrates to fats, I open the door for my body to recognize, oh, now we're using the fat energy source, terrific. But then that opens the door for my body to say, well, hey, we got a lot of fat on board. Why don't we use some of that? As soon as that process begins, what you will notice is that when I'm eating food, I actually don't need as much fat anymore. So I will eat my protein, I will eat my vegetables, which have some carbs, and then I don't need to add extra fat anymore. So I'm not hungry, even though I'm not adding the extra fat after a few weeks, because my body recognizes that it's using fat for fuel and starts to pull fat from my body. And as soon as we've done that, we've changed the situation. Now, if I love what I'm eating, so this is the important part of the story. Why is it that we tend to regain weight after we've lost it? Because we haven't figured out how to love what we're eating. If I allow myself to make meals that I enjoy, so that means I might have to do some research. If I allow myself to find the recipes and find the individual pieces of food that really make me excited to go home and have supper or make me excited about my lunch, if I do that for myself, then when I reach my goal weight, I'll have no need to go back to eating the way that I was eating before because I love what I'm eating. And that's what you really need to do. You need to find foods that you enjoy eating and just eat them and let your new ketogenic lifestyle or your new low-carb lifestyle or your new paleo lifestyle, whichever direction that you go, get involved in allowing yourself to lower those carbs so that you can lower the amount of insulin running through your body all the time and therefore decrease the amount of fat that you're storing. And as a matter of fact, allow your body to burn the fat that it's been holding on to. The only reason that your body is trying to store fat all the time is because carbohydrates are toxic to your system. And when we understand that piece of information, then we realize that having a supper that has 5 to 10 grams of carbs in it, because it really, they're only coming from my vegetables and my salad, is much more healthy for me than having a supper that's like a quarter of the place is rice or pasta or potatoes, because now we're into the up to 100 grams of carbs possibly that could be on my plate at that point, because I've only named you one thing. There probably still is a vegetable. There probably still is, right? So making sure that whatever I'm eating, you know, one slice of bread has 15 grams of carbs. Let's be careful with the food we're ingesting. I really do believe that if you spent months kicking a drug habit, you would not turn around and say, oh my God, I'm so happy to be free and clear of those drugs, and turn around and take drugs again. All right? Most people don't happily do that. I want us to think about this in the sense that if it took me a long time to get to the weight that I'm at, let's not turn around and do exactly what we did to get to that weight that we didn't like again. Find the foods you like. Make new recipes. Experiment. Make your new lifestyle, whether you decide to make a ketogenic lifestyle or a low-carb lifestyle, make your new lifestyle fun so that you are invested in doing it forever. That's the way that you're going to solve your metabolic issues and you're going to stay at a healthy weight. We need to be warriors, wellness warriors, when we're talking about our health. We need to fight for this like we're fighting for the last breath of air that we're ever going to take. Your health and wellness depend on you being both physically and mentally well. If we take care of the physical and we take care of the mental, then we can be better. I'm talking about this because there's so many people who are upset about their weight. So let's work together to do this better. I love making these videos for you guys. I hope you found this helpful. I want to thank you for watching Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet. I make these videos for you. If you have comments, let me know what it is. Thanks for watching, and I can't wait to talk to you in the next video.